The state's environmental agency confirms it will miss a key deadline and delay approval of hydrofracking in New York once again. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, anti-fracking forces see an opportunity in the new delay, while those waiting to benefit economically from the gas drilling process are feeling frustrated.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says he expects the state's Department of Environmental Conservation will fail to meet a November 29th deadline to propose new rules for the gas drilling process known as hydrofracking.
We are not going to be able, the state won't finish the review by the 29th.
Speaking in Rochester, Cuomo says the environmental agency will have to apply for an extension. That could delay the process for up to another 6 months. The health and environmental departments have agreed that a health review needs to be finished before new fracking rules can be finalized. The state's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, just a few days before Thanksgiving, contracted with three nationally known health experts to help him examine the material. Groups who oppose fracking say they'll use the new delay as an opportunity to try to prevent the drilling from ever taking place in New York. Walter Hang with Toxics Targeting says his group will be writing letters to the three health experts to urge a thorough health review.
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Dr. Shah and the three outside experts are fully aware of all of the pollution problems that have been reported in New York's oil and gas regions for decades and decades. And we're going to call upon them to make sure that they address all of those concerns.
Hang says there have been reports of past drinking water contamination and failure to clean up pollution from drilling. But he worries that the review will be narrowly focused and not address opponents' concerns. And he says he's frustrated that the details of the review have not been made public.
What are they supposed to do? That has never been disclosed. We don't know what the scope of their review is.
Pro-fracking groups say they are fed up with all of the delays. Dan Fitzsimmons is president of the Joint Landowners Coalition. It's a group of 77,000 landowners who he says have been working to see that New Yorkers who sign leases with the gas companies get a fair deal. The coalition has written its own letter to Governor Cuomo saying the latest obstacle is a breach of faith in government. He says Cuomo, who has maintained that science would determine whether fracking goes ahead in New York, is getting cold feet in the face of growing opposition.
He seems to not be looking at the science anymore, and he's basing a lot of his decisions and what he's doing on emotions.
Fitzsimmons says health effects of fracking have already been studied extensively, and numerous other states and nations have fracked successfully for years. He says he and his neighbors have only to look across the southern border into Pennsylvania to see the economic benefits that gas drilling could bring.
So frustrating, because we just drive a few miles over the border and we see all the benefits that they're getting. We don't see any water problems. We don't see all these pollution problems that you hear all these rumors. We see people that are benefiting, businesses thriving, tractor trailers going with loads of lumber all the time for new construction, and people doing remodeling on their homes, barn roofs being fixed, farms being improved and done better, people buying equipment. It's incredible. It's just incredible to see the benefits of what this has brought, but yet that border that's sitting there, that invisible line, we can't take advantage of it.
There is one thing that pro- and anti-fracking forces can agree on. Both say there's been a disturbing lack of transparency in the state's fracking review process. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.